Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the 2014 Prospective Plantings Report is out. A couple of changes for South Carolina going into the 2014 growing season.
Well, you're right. It probably reflects what we've expected on the national picture, with corn down a little bit, soybeans up a little bit, cotton, you know, up a little bit. So it's always interesting to see how farmers vote with their acreage. And with the corn markets being a little less favorable this year, that's what we see in soybeans the other. So it's a fascinating time of year because it somewhat sets the tone, you know, a little bit for the markets for the summer.
Now, let's talk a little bit about peanuts. You know, there's been a big peanut push in the Palmetto State, and looks like 2014 is going to be kind of an average of 2012 and 2013.
You're right. That's right, probably splitting the difference. But the good news is we have two new buying stations, and I was visiting with representatives of one of those last week, and he said they had added 5,000 acres at one particular location where perhaps the soil and whatnot was good and suited for peanuts, just had not been capitalized on, maybe having to take the peanuts too far. So that's a good sign around economic development and how it impacts agriculture. Some pretty good signs for the fall. Again, cotton, you know, a little bit down because of, as we said earlier, the markets just dictate that.
Well, and let's talk about something else here that I know wipes a smile off of your face, doesn't do much for me either, and that is the fact that you will have fewer planted acres this year than you've had in years past.
Well, yeah, that's right. We had seen such good results. Basically, the census of 2012 was telling us that our overall farmable acres has actually increased, say, by 100,000 or so since the previous census, and that's good. Now, what our job is to try to attract ways to make those acres profitable as possible, and you know, some things are far beyond our control, but some things like having a brand new big investment in cotton in Lancaster County and the difference that it might make in the basis, for example, on cotton growers for their cotton. So all these types of things, we try to work to pull it all together to make the acreage offer a profit opportunity.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.